This is WGNS Action Line, talking with Rutherford County newsmakers about what matters most to you. Now, your host, Scott Walker.
You're tuned to WGNS, and today we're going to have a guest on the air from MTSU. In studio with us this morning, Ginger Freeman, director of the MTSU Alumni Relations Department, and a lot is coming up at MTSU. What are some of the different things that we can look forward to?
You know, the alumni office is offering a lot of things this summer. We've considered it our summer of fun. Appreciate you having us on this morning to talk about that. We have coming up at the beginning of June, June 6th, MTSU night at the Nashville Sounds.
Oh, cool.
So we're excited to be there. The first 150 folks that register and purchase tickets will get an MTSU hat. We'll be set up that night to meet and greet with some of our alums prior to the game. So we're excited, always excited to be at the Nashville Sounds. It's a fun night.
And for those who have not been to that new stadium since it's opened, it's really nice.
It really is. Lots of room to walk around and do different things. A whole area with cornhole and fun things on the side. Plenty of room for your kids to walk around before the game and when they get a little restless sitting in their seats.
That's right. So a lot happening there. And for those who have graduated from MTSU, if they would like to be a part of more of the alumni type events, is there an email list they can sign on to or anything?
Yes. If they go to our website, mtalumni.com, down at the very bottom of the website, there's a little spot that says update your information. Great place for them to go. Make sure they update their email address, their mailing address, employment, kids, all the things. That way we make sure that they're on our email list, but also on our physical mailing list so that they're getting their MTSU magazine. But of course, we do the majority of our communication via email. So very important that we have the most up-to-date email address.
And again, that True Blue Night at the Nashville Sounds, that's Thursday, June the 6th.
Correct.
And then some of the other items that are coming up, one of which I believe is pretty much full or close to it, right?
Right. We have Alumni Summer College coming up June 26th. 27 and 28. Very excited about that, as we will be talking about AI and analytics, which is
interesting
everywhere.
Topic, yeah.
Yes, which is everywhere. Alumni Summer College is a little bit different than profession. It's not really professional development, so don't want the college to throw folks off. So Alumni Summer College, we're in our 15th year of Alumni Summer College. It's a three-day edutainment. So you're getting some education, but you're being entertained along the way. We have a good time. It's a lot of community, a chance for alums to spend time together, catch up, meet new people, different age groups, but also learn about a new topic. We've done topics in the past, history, music, this year, of course, being AI and analytics. So it's going to be fun to learn more about that.
And more college classes, they are talking about and diving into artificial intelligence so that students who graduate in the near future, when they go into the job market, they're going to fully understand AI.
Correct.
And it's being used for so many different things.
Yes, it's good and bad in my mind. I see so many good things, but it just terrifies me a little bit of how that could be abused along the way as well.
I know there was a strike recently by the Actors Guild talking about how their likeness was in movies, even.
Right.
It's wild to even imagine
it
that.
It is, and voices. So we're excited to allow alums the opportunity to understand in general. I am not the most versed in AI, so I'm excited myself to get an overview of AI and how it's moving forward, how maybe it's affected sports, but then also music, images, how they're using it in movies, TV, and being able just to see just an overview of how those things are being used currently that we may not even be aware of.
We've even seen AI being used by law offices around the country to write legal documents.
Right.
Which is kind of scary when you think about it.
It is.
Again, our guest today, Ginger Freeman, director of MTSU Alumni Relations. Now, there's also other events coming up, some of which great for the family, including the Nashville Shores event. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be, what day is that one?
Let's see. Actually, the Nashville Shores, we have several activities this summer. If they go to our website, several activities that they get to pick the day. We got several companies to give us discounts. So there's a link on our website for Nashville Shores. They can go whatever day works. We decided that instead of us picking one specific day and it not work with your schedule, you can pick what day works for you and taking your kids, whether that's on the weekend or whether that's in the middle of the week. TPAC, similar. We will have certain shows that are available for a discount. And then, let's see, the National Museum of African American Music in downtown Nashville. We also have discounted tickets there that folks can go as well. So those are just some of the ones that we have just the discount for. After the sounds, we have an evening with MTSU alumni and mixology at Morning Glory Orchard in Nolensville. They are an apple, pear, and peach orchard in Nolensville, actually alumni owned. So they make their own hard cider, and they're going to just show us different drinks that you can make paired with meal, paired with food. So it's a little bit of food, a little bit of beverage in
so
June.
So many different activities in Middle Tennessee to do, and it's cool because MTSU alums show up in so many of these things.
Oh, they do. They do. And we're so thankful to have so many that own locations such as Morning Glory Orchard that are willing to work with us and give our alums an opportunity to do something a little bit different that's off the beaten path.
And going back to that TPAC and how you can get discounts for that if you're an alumni of MTSU, that's another field where MTSU is really excelling, and that is those who are going into acting, those who are going into music. You're mm-hmm. seeing Grammy Award winners
exactly.
who graduated from MTSU.
Yes, you are exactly right.
MTSU and Middle Tennessee has really become a place where not only music stands out, but also acting now.
Right. Yes.
It's wild to see how our local college or your local university intermingles with that.
Yes. And our theater program is amazing. So there'll be a show in the fall. I don't know what that one is yet, but anybody really, but local community always invited out to those shows through our theater department on campus in the fall and in the spring. We usually send that out, usually have even an alumni discount a little bit for those events as well on campus.
Another thing just around the corner at the Nashville Super Speedway, and that is the NASCAR weekend, which mm-hmm. is in late June.
Correct. I think one of the nights, and I am not a good NASCAR person, I love to just sit and watch, but don't know as much about NASCAR, but I think one of the nights, maybe Friday night, is a truck night. But there's something for a discount for all 3 days. So depending on what works for someone's schedule, if they want to go all three, that's great. But they can just pick and choose what they want to attend.
And just a few years back, the MTSU concrete department, where you can get a degree in concrete management, they were highly involved in the race, the IndyCar race that took place in downtown Nashville.
Right. Mm-hmm. The Grand Prix.
And I believe they still are.
I think they still are, yes, with the Grand Prix, which is moving, I think, this year a little bit. But
yeah, I think.
Because of construction.
Oh, there's so much construction downtown Nashville.
Yeah.
So they're moving to the Nashville Super yes. Speedway this year, but that department, they had a hand in making the reinforced concrete walls that you see around the raceway.
Yes, such an amazing program, putting so many out into the workforce and all the different areas of concrete research, production, management, so many things that they are involved in around the country.
Another item, because WGNS, we've broadcasted the Atlanta Braves games since mm-hmm. the 1980s, but
yes.
MTSU alumni, mm-hmm. they actually are able to get discounts on tickets.
Correct. On July the 22nd, that will be MTSU alumni night. So we're excited about that. $35 tickets, and a portion of that ticket will come back to the MTSU Alumni Legacy Scholarship, which was a great partnership with the Braves as well. We appreciated that.
So that's Monday, July 22nd. Mm-hmm. And this, again, all this information, it is on the MTSU website.
Correct. MTAlumni.com.
And then you have the Nashville Cats. Arena football, you can get tickets for that as well.
Yes.
And for that, mm-hmm. use the promo code GoCats?
GoCats. And I think that works actually for any of their home games this summer.
This is cool to see this much stuff that MTSU alumni can take advantage of and be a part of.
Yes. One other real quick that's been added that's an exciting new thing coming up and everybody's getting excited about is pickleball. So we are having MTSU alumni pickleball summer clinics. So for all those folks who have been hearing about pickleball and just want to learn a little bit more about it to decide whether they want to do that or not, we have two different clinics, one in June, June 15th, and one on Saturday, July 13th. You do not attend both. You pick one. They're 3 hours, 9 to 12, $18. We are partnering with the Murfreesboro Pickleball Association. So we will have the experts in, and they'll talk about safety. What are the rules? And then you'll have the opportunity. They have it all divided out. Then you'll have the opportunity to play. So that those that haven't played, such as me, and I don't know anything about it other than there's a paddle and a ball, can learn a little bit more about pickleball.
And we got new pickleball courts that are going to be built in Old Fort Park, I believe, this summer, actually.
I think you're right, yes. So now they're at a lot of the parks. Patterson Park, I know, is a big one. So that's exciting to have that out at Old Fort. And then this will give folks a chance to learn more about pickleball and what the processes are and how it all works before they just show up at a court.
And again, Ginger Freeman with us this morning, Director of MTSU Alumni Relations. And if anybody would like to learn more, is it on the mtalumni.com page, or can we just find it on MTSU's page?
Yes, mtalumni.com, and you can always email us at alumni@mtsu.edu.
That's easy enough to remember.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Again, Ginger Freeman, well, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
Hi, this is Dave Kivenimi at Music World and Drummer's Den, 2762 South Church Street in Murfreesboro. We're across from Indian Hills Golf Course. Come out and see us for all of your music needs. We've got guitars, pianos, amps, drums, PA equipment, rentals, lessons, most anything you can think of in the music genre. Come see us at Music World and Drummer's Den on South Church. We're across from Indian Hills Golf Course.
When is the best time to move to Adams Place?
We debated coming here for 3 or 4 years before we came, and I wish we had come a little earlier. Everything could be managed here, and that was a great blessing for us all. I've had a lot of support and a lot of friendships that have kept me going.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
Capstar is now a division of Old National Bank. You'll notice some changes as we complete the transition to Old National Bank. The Murphy Spread team that you know and trust at Capstar are always ready to serve you. We'll temporarily use Capstar Bank, a division of Old National Bank, until the transition's complete. As always, we're ready to serve you at Capstar Bank, a division of Old National Bank, member FDIC.